This is an ABC podcast.
Here's a segue into our guest. So when there are rain delays in the change rooms, who did you like to sort of hang around and chat with?
Not this person.
No, we're about to get
away. No way. Come on, I'm trying to give her a big bump up here.
This person would be a pest. I reckon she's a pest.
Richie, you going to buy there before I introduce you?
No, I'll let you keep going. It's look, you've got to try and steer away from these type of people, to be fair.
I reckon Grace Harris would be the best company during a rain break because there'd always be something happening, Gracie. How are you?
I am very well, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me tonight.
I'm trying to pump you up, but they're not having a
problem. Oh, no, I completely agree. I think I've been told a number of times to sack off. But we often get a few little games going up and about in a rain delay. It's always
what do you
fun.
Do? What do you do? Cards or what?
Oh, there's a lot of things. Sometimes if there's a person with a crossword or something, we do a group crossword, which can get interesting within our team and very competitive because if you don't contribute to the crossword, you're eliminated. You know, you got to find other jobs to do. But any TikToks that are going around, you often hit up the media girl for some little TikTok dances or anything like that amongst the young ones. And there was like a statue challenge one year that was pretty viral, so we did some statue challenges. But good little fun stuff.
The unmistakable voice of Australian all-rounder Grace Harris with you, who's turned up in her Brisbane Heat teal because very quickly you've had to take off the national colours and get ready for the bash. Hopefully the weather is okay at Borderfield tomorrow, but let's reflect a little. How long have you been home?
Oh, a couple of weeks now, boys, unfortunately.
A bit earlier than expected.
I did the calf in the India series, and I'm still a FIFO player, actually. I've nicknamed myself a little FIFO player for the Oz women's team because I often just join for the T20 league, so I fly in, fly out, and I am still a FIFO player. I haven't cracked that squad yet, but came back with a little bit of a calf tear. It was just bad timing. A good little resilience builder, isn't it? One of those mental resilience training sessions that you do.
So to say.
Yeah, so they say.
Well, you're doing 2K or something, were you?
I did a good old flush run and then did some training to try and break into the squad and then, you know, popped it on that first the first game back.
You know it's not going to help you, the bully, further, don't you?
I know that too. Don't worry about that. I know that. A calf does bugger all. Bugger all for your fitness. But, I came back, so I've been back, I don't know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks now, and it's all going quite well. I'm probably running, you know, the fastest I probably ever have from all the old calf raises that you do. And you know what it's like. You spend more time actually doing stuff when you're in rehab than if you're fully fit and training. Spend more time in the fitness scene. But it's been going good. So, you know, fingers crossed that the old girl injury, now that I've done 2 strands, there's only 3 strands of the calf, so like the next one can go when I retire. Okay, like when I play in a charity match, well post retirement, the 3rd strand of that calf muscle, it can tear then. But you know,
there's lots of fun to be had when chatting all things cricket with you. So I'm going to ask the semi-serious questions first. Have you seen Jemmy Rodrigues? Is she in town?
No, she's not. She's still celebrating. Flies in tomorrow morning, I think. Flies in tomorrow morning. I saw Nadine de Klerk just today. Said g'day to her.
So these are Heat girls. Yep.
Yes. And Chanel Henry actually joined. She's been in for a few days now. Seen her already whack a few holes into the sight screens at AB Field. So sorry, Groundies, but they'll need to be replaced shortly because she's been hitting some very long balls.
And have you got any new names for your cricket bats this season?
Oh, well, all my bats are actually nicely going, intact and whatnot. I've gotten one new one and I'm thinking about calling it Zinger Crunch. Now, it's not necessarily a burger. It is a supercharged kind of salad with chicken tenders. So I've kind of, it might break tradition a little bit, but I was trying to...
Carb-free.
Well, not really. It's got 4 or 5 Dorito chips.
Oh.
So that's where the crunch comes from. And often I just add chicken tenders if I'm ordering a Zinger Crunch. But I like to think sometimes that I'm being healthy, even though I've ordered a Zinger Stacker Burger, chicken tenders and the chips. I also add the Zinger Crunch salad onto the side, and I'm like, oh, that's just like, you know, keep the dietitian happy. Yeah, yeah.
We've got some that are thinking, what is she talking about? So enlighten us. So what are some of the other names of the batch that you've got in your coffin?
Oh, okay. So I've got Zinger Stacker, which is quite it's a nice bat at the moment. It's got a very good middle. It's aging quite well. So Zinger Stacker, and I've got Barbecue Angus. And Barbecue Angus is a bit older, a bit lighter, and much lower middle. I've got just the Zinger Burger, because it is very similar profile to the Zinger Stacker, but I've hit the ball 90 metres with the Zinger Stacker and only 80 with the Zinger, so it's got that less fillet, less punch, right? And then
I'm waiting for our boss at ABC to
come. The only way we can get away with such breach of editorial policies is that we're talking about the names given to an Australian cricketer's bat.
And then just Big Mac is rolling around. So
okay.
Yeah. Big Mac's just another option. Slightly, they're all different profiles, so... You know, same weight.
And which was the one that got broken the day that you hit the six at North Sydney Oval and it broke at the same time?
McChicken got broken. McChicken.
on the cricket, how are you hitting him?
Oh, look, Boof, it's the best I've ever hit him.
Really?
I'm telling you right now. Like,
that's good.
You know when you get into these patches, though, and you're like, please transition into runs in the middle. Please transition into runs in the middle, because, you know, you spend so long just hitting the ball into a net just there and you don't really see it go past the short cover or short mid-wicket or deep long on, for instance. But it's been going so well recently, and I've really worked hard on accessing bit over cover, so I'm going to be surprised, or I might surprise myself, if a spinner or someone tries to dart it into my legs and I slot them for six over.
Where are you going
to
bat?
Where am I going to bat?
Where are you going to bat?
Wherever I'm told.
Okay.
That's how I roll.
It's always been a bit of a question around the heat, isn't it?
Because it is.
You've got some options, and we...
We do.
Yeah.
We're probably one of the more flexible ordered teams, I'd say.
You've got to open, surely. You want to open, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'll be up there. Like,
I'll be opening. I'll be speaking of
myself. I'll open. But, like, it's just... I kind of just roll with, hey, Mozza, where do you want me to bat? And where do you want me to hit him?
This is the coach, Mark Sorrell.
Yeah. And then he just goes, listen, we want you to bang him out of the ground and you're going in here. Or, you know, you're to bat just however you need to bat. It's good.
Housekeeping. Lightning has delayed play at the Gabba. India after 4.5 overs. None for 52. No rain as yet, but patrons in the lower bowl of the arena have been told to get undercover. The tarp has been bedded down in the middle, so we're awaiting the bad weather, and great to have Grace Harris along with us. Can you believe we're up to 11 seasons of the WBBL now?
I still remember season one.
You were in red in season one, weren't you?
Nah, red in 02.
In season two, when you had your year away from the teal.
I did. I had a little siesta, I think. But
escapade to the Renegades.
It was. I was just seeing how the other half live, and turns out they don't live much better than the half that I was at. So, may as well come back. But, I remember, you know, so much has changed about the WBBL. Like, just, it's chalk and cheese. I remember the very first season we played the Stars in Melbourne. We played them one game in the morning and had lunch, played them again in the afternoon. I remember Meg Lanning and Elise Villani hitting about 80 runs each in the first game, and then the very first ball of the second game left off right where they... Well, started right where they left off in that first game, just smoking them everywhere. So the professionalism, I guess, of the competition has significantly increased, and it's such a good product now.
Do you like the draft?
The draft, I don't mind. Like, I think if I'm gonna be controversial, I think we need to get rid of pre-signings. You either have the draft where you sign everyone at the draft and you just have either right to match cards, or if they've played for your franchise before, or sack off the draft and you're just simply signing the internationals that you want. Because I think the draft gets a little bit useless when five teams go, oh no, pass, like they've already signed at that level, and then only one team's bidding for one player in the round. I think
So you guys got to keep Jemmy and Nadine de Klerk, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah. So, what, there's three spots and
yep.
you already had two filled.
Yep, and so then you go to the draft and you're really only chasing one player. But there's so many rounds of the draft, from my understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you either do like a draft and all the internationals are just up available at the draft and you can't pre-sign, or you don't do the draft.
You sort of, what about every spot? What about going in and starting afresh?
That, hey, I'm with you. Or you've got, so the 100 one year did, you could retain only six players or something. So that left half your roster.
Yep.
So let's say I'm a Brisbane player, like I've always been a Brisbane. Instead
bar
of...
Bar one year.
That's true, bar one year. But let's say, like I've always been a Queenslander from here. So let's say if Brisbane Heat genuinely go, no, we want Grace... like from the get-go, you can just pick half your squad that are like traditional Brisbaneites,
yep.
if for lack of a better word, and then, or you know, you might pick three rookies, three senior players, however you want to juggle it, but yep. Brisbane people, and then you've got for a draft the rest of the, you know,
slots.
Six. Yeah, then you're really fighting for a domestic talent and international talent in the rest of your...
I don't mind it because they've got to revamp it some way.
It's men's,
you know, there's lots of chopping and changing. I don't mind revamping as well. It won't happen. Players won't go for it.
Nope, because they won't want to move the 6 week period.
But if you had two rookies, two seniors, whatever it is, and they're outside the draft, then you have the draft, I think it'll actually work quite well. And you get the best players playing for each team. You know, you wouldn't have... Some teams have got players that should be playing that are not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real worry for the game. Women's game and men's game.
It keeps the quality and the standards high. Yep. And you want the high standards because to be able to... Well, even if you're pushing a case to represent Australia or to go to the next step as an international cricketer, you know that that's a bigger jump in quality as well. So if you're not getting the best quality in your domestic comp to then do the jump to international cricket, you want it to be a smaller jump.
The voice of Grace Harris with you on Grandstand Cricket on ABC Sport. Here is the first of the light rain. We haven't had play for 20 minutes or so with... patrons and players ordered to seek shelter with lightning in the area. India sent in none for 52 from 4.5 overs. So, Gracie, the hunger that comes at the start of any season, but when you've spent the last two seasons watching the other team lift the trophy in the last game.
Yeah, I know. We've fallen just one short every... like the past couple of years, I guess.
And JJ's played in a few other franchise finals and losses as well. Jess Johnson, she's had a really tough run.
Is that
a sore point?
I think it's a sore point for her, definitely. I think we've had a little bit of a joke about it. You know, always the bridesmaid, never the bride for the past 2 years, I think. She's covered a fair few finals. But I guess I said to the girls, like, you'd rather be playing finals than miss out on them. Like, I would rather take playing finals and losing than not being in the finals whenever anyone has a crack at how Brisbane Heat always lose, right, the final. And I'm like, oh, yeah, who do you support? You know, like, I don't know, Hobart Hurricanes, they didn't make it, did they? Like, so you can kind of give it back a little bit. But, yeah, it's just... sometimes, I guess the one that we really should have won, or the one that I'd probably be most disappointed in, was that 120 against the Strikers, when we just kind of let the run chase. It kind of felt like we were just going to get the runs instead of actually getting the runs on the board. And I think that was probably the most disappointing one. But outside of that, like, it just shows you how hard the competition actually is to win. And... you know, Brisbane, they've won it twice, so we are chasing that elusive third, which no team actually has done in the competition yet. Everyone's kind of just won it twice, and then there's been a new winner. So, you know, it's a bit like the Aussies with the World Cup. You know, they, no one's gone three in a row yet for the ODI World Cup. There's been two, and then there's been a new winner. So it's ever improving, and it just shows you how hard it is to actually do jump that final hurdle.
It's pretty cool for the comp, though, that we get the rematch straight up against the Renegades, even though Surf Molyneux is not going to be there.
Yeah, I know. But they're still a pretty good outfit. Don't worry about that. Renegades will still be very competitive. They've got some good signings. So
who have they? Oh, Tess Flintoff's come across from the Stars.
Yep.
But they're going to miss out on Hayley Matthews. Is not going to be playing. She's got a shoulder injury.
No, but they've replaced her with Izzy Wong.
Yep.
And
that came through this week, didn't it?
Yeah, there's two. And Dav, who actually been on the London Spirit team, she's the one that whacked 142 balls against us in the Oval. And she's a young England player, up and coming, but she can hit a ball and she's...
Dav, sorry for those that aren't aware.
Davina Perrin, 19, 20 years old. Got a good head on her shoulders, but she's got a great technique for a 19, 20-year-old batter. And if she works out, you know, obviously when you're that young, you just got to figure out your game a bit more. But she can strike a ball and she plays nice and straight. I think she'll suit our wickets too. Mm. But
how was London Spirit for our listeners? How do you enjoy travelling the world? What do you miss most about Queensland, and what's it like travelling the world?
Well, my first year with London Spirit, I just remember it being raining the whole time. And I reckon I lacked a bit of vitamin D. I probably went a little bit crazy over there. But last season, I must admit, you know, it's a different experience. The 100, you combine two teams, one club, and you play with, like, just before the men, but you get really good crowds. You're at boutique kind of ovals, so the atmosphere, even though you might have 3,000, 6,000 in, it feels like you're playing in front of 10,000 over there. I think all the same playing conditions is fantastic. And the fact that you kind of do get to play with some of your England rivals for the Ashes series, it adds that element of, like, figuring out how you're going to play against them when you get up against them. But also, it is different conditions. So you do get to learn about how the different ovals play, because Manchester plays different to the Oval, plays different to Lords.
It does. It's a great little comp, because the women's team play before, but sometimes they play after the men, don't they?
They do, and yeah.
It's such a good tournament.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to happen, but I would love to see the Big Bash go down that route and have the women play either before or after the men and play at the same time.
They've dabbled, haven't they, in that regard?
They sort of hedge their bets a little bit, and I don't think it's fallen across that well with the players from women's side want to have a separate comp, which it is a separate comp still, but you are playing at the same time. The crowds are massive.
Well, there was just two arguments. One mainly was like the facilities, and in Oz, do we have... So the Gabba's really good. You've got two change rooms, but you know, with PMOA and everything with that, if you've got four teams that come to your city to play in the one venue, you've got to have four change rooms. And then second argument was... I know from the playing group, it was if you're buying a T20 cricket, or the attraction of T20 cricket was that instant hit. And if you have two T20 games, it then becomes 6 hours of cricket, not three. So the marketing to market to a family, bring your children along, come see the Big Bash, but you're there for 6 hours, not three, was the harder juggling point. And with the 100, it's perfect because it's, again, 20 balls shorter. It's only
2 hours.
Yeah. So their trade-off was that lesser time to have both, which is very clever, and it works for them.
It does work for them.
I would love to see it.
I would like to see it trial it and condense the game somehow.
Yeah.
Because I think I'll at least have some of the games played with the Big Bash. I don't know how you do it, but... I would like it. The change rooms issue is not an issue for me, because Brisbane Heat just have the two change rooms down here, and whoever they're playing, they can go the other side of the ground.
Yeah.
That's what happens in England. So the Lords change rooms, for example, if you're London Spirit, you get the two main change rooms. So the Aussie change rooms and the England change rooms. The men and women's team have that, which is great. And the opposition have the ones below. And it works okay. You're only there for a day where... your home team's there for the whole summer. So it actually works quite well.
Yeah, it is fantastic. It is good.
It's great to see you, Gracie. We'd love to keep chatting, particularly with no other entertainment at the moment. You're always entertaining.
Am I, though?
Well, to
yes.
Enough. It's enough.
it's like the old, you know, buffet food, you know. It's sort of, you know, when you have your fill type of thing. I've got time for more, but I see sort of we're getting the wind up. I want to ask you, though, who's the best talent in Australian women's cricket we haven't heard of yet?
Oh, well, I don't know if you haven't heard of her, but if I'm going to be a bit biased, I'd say it's Lucy Hamilton coming through.
Quick bowler?
Yeah, she's a quick bowler, but, you know, she can still bat fairly comfortably as well. So, you know, I'm open for a really, there's two girls, really. Sienna Ginger is one, and Lucy Hamilton is the other. Both are pace bowlers, but slightly different paces, and both can bat. So one's left-handed batter, one's right-handed batter, but Ginge is very athletic, got real good potential to become a very good cricketer, just like the smarts about a game and how she plays it. And then Luce has skill sets that are, they could be unmatched within the women's game. Right, we've had Elise Perry and Annabelle Sutherland as the right-hand fast bowlers that bat. Luce is could become the left-hand option. So, can bowl a very heavy ball at the moment. She's tall. She's got athletic abilities that are exciting.
So. Well, I think, you know, exciting's a great word for the WBBL. It's fantastic that we've been there for the journey. Can't wait for the 11th season, which gets underway, hopefully, weather pending, across town at Allan Border Field tomorrow. So, there's you guys against the Renegades, and then we get to see Nat Siver-Brunt and the Hurricanes take on Phoebe Litchfield, Georgia Vole, and the rest of the line.
And the defected sister.
Yeah. I was going to mention Laris.
And well, the defector.
I thought you were going to say adopted.
Can't claim that. No, yeah. She's genuinely us. No, I can't claim she's adopted. Lucy Moore. But, yeah, the defected one.
Good on you, Gracie.
Thank you, Gracie.
Good luck.
Good to see you. Grace Harris, one of the genuine stars of Australian cricket.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. You can discover more ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listener.